Raymond M. Gordon, pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church, Williamstown, New Jersey. For our Monday morning motivations, we pray your strength in the Lord, that you are motivated to be steadfast by faith, hold on, hold out, understand that God has got your life in his purview. This morning, I want to spend some time in a very important verse in Philippians chapter 3. And in Philippians chapter 3, Paul begins to deal with the spiritual mind. Of course, in the first chapter, he dealt with us being single-mindedness. For me to live is Christ, period. To die is gain. And then in the second chapter, the submissive mind, where Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who did not fight for his own prerogatives, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and he humbled himself. The word humble means he emptied out his rights and trusted God with the outcome. And that's what we must do. But in Philippians chapter 3, and when we look at this verse 13, Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I have not reached the pinnacle of perfection. I'm saved. I'm growing. I'm going through. Still making mistakes. Still given at times to the impulses of my flesh. So I have not apprehended, but this one thing I do, and we need to pay attention to this one thing that becomes the secret to his peace. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind. Now let me stop pausing part. There are things behind us in our past, historical hurts, issues, disappointments, discouragements that follow us. They follow us. They follow us in memory. They follow us in our minds. And Paul is saying, let's put the brakes on this, that if you want the peace of God to rule in your hearts, if you want to be at peace with yourself, if you want to enjoy the rich life of redemption, then put away the past. Now, how do you put away the past? Well, you're not going to totally forget the past. Don't allow the past to dictate or interfere with your peace in the present. Don't allow the past to interfere with the present time. Forgetting those things that are behind. Why should we forget them? Well, because God's got them. The Lord has them in his hand. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God's not going to let your past creep up on you and damage your presence. Forgetting those things that are behind from the perspective of giving it power to interfere with your present. No, I'm not going to give my past power to interfere with my present thinking. I'm not going to give my past power to interfere with my faith. I'm not going to give my past power to fracture my mind all over again. So forgetting those things that are behind and then reaching, look at these verbs, reaching forth unto those things which are before us. So God is saying, forget the past, and in the present, you and I need to, amen, start reaching for things that are before us. And then Paul says in verse 14, I press toward the mark of the high calling, the price of the high calling in Christ Jesus, the high calling of God. We are pressing every day to be in God's will. We're pressing every day to please Jesus. We're pressing every day to think the way Jesus wants us to think. We're pressing every day to have faith as our fortitude. We're pressing every day for God to transform our hearts and our minds. And child of God, when you and I learn the secret of peace, we cannot U-Haul the past with us. We cannot be fumbling in the present, worrying about things when God's got it in control. And we need not worry, or we need not allow the future to become something that will devastate us. We need to keep these three time frames in mind. Forget the past, press in the present, and listen, trust God in the future. It is a recipe for the peace of God. So today, as we look at this motivation, I want you to just let go of the past. Let go and let God. Let go of the past. Do not allow the past to bring you into the slavery of worry, fret, or remembering past hurts. Let's trust Jesus with our lives.